Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I feel like I belong in the league now. So it was definitely a process, but, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, the down days, the sad days that I've had, the hard days. So to become, you know, Kenny Moore II.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the iconic Kenny Moore II. How are you, Kenny?
I'm good, yourself. Thanks for having me here.
Doing well, thanks. I definitely slid into Kenny's DMs, you guys. And I was like, hey, what are the odds you'd be on my podcast? And he actually responded. I was so hyped.
Yeah, I thought about it. It took me a few days to respond. I went to your page to check it out. And I said, oh, she has a podcast. for real. So let me check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah. I'm sure you get like a gazillion people trying to like get you to do things. So we're very excited. And Phil's fraternity brothers think you're really cool. So you seem really cool because you're here right now.
Say what up to the frat.
Yeah. First of all, congrats on a good season. I know you guys had a good run, but you got snubbed of All Pro in the Pro Bowl. So maybe next year they'll put you in like you deserve.
For sure. I just got to keep working. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah. Yep. So what are you doing right now?
Today I am. So it's this pretty much a skateboard. It's a type of skateboard called One Wheel. Have you heard of it?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
It's yeah. I think I've seen it, like the wheels in the middle.
Yeah. Before this interview, I just activated it, so I'm pretty excited to go outside and try it out. So other than that, one of my neighbors have a kitchen, a restaurant in South Florida, so I'm going to go check it out too. So not much.
Oh, are you in Florida right now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So
fun. Are you
fun.
Training?
Yeah, I train down here. I train down here.
Cool. Got it.
Yeah. Wait, I have to ask you, what's the deal with the 11:03? I asked you what time you wanted to do, or 2:03. Why the 03?
Nah, I was talking to my agency about your podcast and being able to come on here. So we obviously had to research you to see how credible you were. And so they thought it was like, oh yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt. I mean, you helping a fellow Indiana girl. So
let's go.
It was
pretty cool. So one of the guys at the agency was like, tell her 2:03, like 23, you know?
So I was like,
I'll be a little clever then.
I didn't even catch on that either. I was like, he's really into his schedule, like 2:03. I was like, what's he doing at 2 for 3 minutes?
3 minutes. Yeah. 3 minutes. Yeah. I'm
That's
doing my
hilarious. Head, okay, well, we're going to do some poll questions because on my Instagram, I'm always posting these juicy poll questions where people can vote on my stories. So we're going to throw some at you, Phil. Do you want to take it away?
Yeah, we'll start with LeBron or Jordan.
LeBron.
Wow.
Would you rather get
I'm a new school guy. I never watched Jordan play.
Fair. Would you rather get a strip sack or a interception?
A pick.
For sure. St. Elmo's or Ruth Chris? That's an indie shout.
Ruth Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Drake or Travis.
St. Elmo's?
I feel like yeah, I grew like up Elmo's. Going to St. Elmo's, but like I've never been to Ruth Chris, but everyone loves it.
What about Drake or Travis?
Drake.
For sure. All right, you got an ETJ?
Yeah. TikTok or YouTube?
TikTok?
And that's pretty much all we have. But I wanted to ask you, have you watched the Jordan documentary, The Last Dance?
Yeah.
Wasn't that so good?
It was awesome. I'm going to restart it as well. It was cool.
Wait, what is your like favorite show on Netflix? Like your comfort zone show that you watch when you're just like bored and don't know what to watch?
The Parkers.
The what?
What's that?
It's a childhood show. It's funny. It's funny to tell, actually.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Cool.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. All right. Well, Kenny, tell us a little bit about your upbringing, how you got to where you are now, because you have quite the story. I'm like so impressed that you didn't even play football until your senior year of high school. That's insane.
Yeah. I get that a lot.
He's like, I'm just that athletic. They wanted me after 1 year.
I'm just that guy.
No, I'm just that guy.
So I have sisters. And so.
Which by the way, how many sisters?
Six.
That's insane.
I have six. So I was pretty much doing whatever I could to stay away from home. Don't make it like that. It wasn't terrible, but it was just like, no. I just wanted to be with my friends. I wanted to do stuff that I wanted, you know, just getting out of, you know, my home life or whatever, but, you know, just playing different sports. I've been playing a sport, you know, every year since I was like five or six. So every year it was just always a sport that I wanted to play. And it wasn't always football. It wasn't always basketball. It was just baseball, track, soccer. Like, I've done every sport. But as far as, like, playing football my senior year of high school, so I played football growing up as a kid, and I didn't. So I quit going into high school. I thought I was too small to play. And, you know, going from eighth grade to high school, one of the coaches was like, I'm going to put you at corner. You know, ironically that I play corner now. But
yeah,
at the time, I didn't like to hit. I wasn't physical at all. I just wanted to play receiver. But like I said, I was short, I was small, you know, I was probably the smallest guy on the team. They just thought that I could play corner. I don't know why. And it pretty much scared me to the point that I quit. you know, going into high school. So one of the guys going into senior year, one of the guys that started, you know, at cornerback, he was kicked off the team, and I had a class with him this spring going into senior year. He basically convinced me to play.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah. He convinced me to go to morning workouts with the team. So my high school football coach, I ended up meeting with him before the workout started. And the day of workouts, he started picking me up to go to practice and everything, morning workouts. And it went from there.
Yeah. And then where'd you go to college and play?
I stayed in town to go to Valdosta State University. Wow. I didn't have like any stars or exposure to go to a bigger, you know, big enough school to, I don't know, be a big time player.
Yeah. And then after that, you were undrafted. What's that like? What happens when you don't get drafted? Like, do teams still call you? And like, explain that, because Taylor was kind of confused about that.
Yeah, that's a
different explain for like a basic white girl. I'm like, what does that mean?
So on draft day and your name isn't called to be drafted after the draft, teams will call your agency, or you rather, and basically say, hey, they'll tell you the situation as far as who they have in the room, who have they already signed, just the whole circumstance, because you want to be in the best situation possible. And it's like a bidding war, I guess. You want to see how much money you can get from this team as far as like signing bonus and everything. So financially, yes, but it's more so like, who are the guys who are there and how can I compete with those guys in order for me to make the team? Yeah. So New England probably wasn't the best idea for me to go to, because they had a lot of, you know, high caliber, talented people in the room at my position. So I didn't put myself in the best situation, but you know, it was all a blessing in disguise. So
thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there, because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So did you have an agent when on like draft day that New England was kind of in contact with, or did they call you directly?
New England called me directly.
Wow, that's super cool.
I spoke to my position coach on draft day.
What was it like working with Bill and Tom Brady, obviously, they're legends. So what was like working with them? Play, I guess you had to practice against them, right?
Right. It was cool. I mean, they were always, you know, high intensity. It was always competitive. I mean, every practice was like a game kind of situated. But, I mean, they were great people to be around. It's not just, right. You know, football. They had a lot of knowledge for the game and respected it at the caliber that they play at and coach at. So they're very respected in my eyes.
Is it ever weird? I feel like for me, I'm like such a newbie to this like entertainment world and like meeting all of these high profile people. I'm always like so shocked when I meet them because I'm like, oh my God, they're so normal. Like, do you feel like you have that moment a lot too when you're like, oh my gosh, they're just like another person kind of thing?
I don't really have that whole like starstruck kind of, you know, stardom, I guess.
You don't fangirl at all?
I probably fangirl over like, I really like soccer.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, so like whenever I went to Germany, I was like, oh my God, I play with him all the time in FIFA. Or,
yeah.
I know exactly who he is type stuff. So
Who's your FIFA team?
Liverpool. I like Borussia Dortmund too. But no, nah, I don't think I really be like, they're just a normal person. But
Yeah.
So how did you land your spot on the Colts? Like, can you talk about the story from going from New England to the Colts?
I guess September 1st, 2017, I was cut from the team. And I had a guaranteed practice squad spot if I was to clear waivers. So clear waivers is, you know, whenever you get cut, it's a whole process of teams putting in a waiver to sign you. And if no one signs you, then you go back to that designated team if that team wants you back. So if no one had put in a waiver or a waiver claim to get me on their team, I would go back to New England and be on the practice squad. And so I think it was like two or three teams that put in, you know, waiver claims for me. And so the way you go to a team is you have to go to the team with the worst record. So Indianapolis was the team with the worst record that put in a waiver claim for me that year of 2017. So the next day, the day after I got cut, I had a workout at like 1:30 or something like that. And I got up to the facility at New England and, you know, we're all sitting around the table, me and the other, you know, designated practice squad guys. I was just waiting, like, for the papers. The secretary.
That's so nerve-wracking.
Yes, the secretary came in and was like, oh, no, you don't have to sign that paper. I just got a phone call saying you're going to the Colts. And I was like, oh, really? That's ironic. I trained in Fishers, you know, prior to the draft and everything. So it was good. It was good going back to Indy. But
explain that feeling. Like, what was that like when she told you that?
Yeah. I didn't really know what to think. I honestly didn't even know the whole process myself, you know, being a rookie at the time of like, what's going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to Indianapolis to be on the practice squad, but they informed me that I was going to be on the 53. So it was cool. Like telling my mom, like, hey, I know I got cut yesterday, but you know, I'm about to be on the 53 man roster. Like I always wanted to be whenever I go to Indianapolis. So it was a cool process to tell my agent that. And I was a little scared, to be honest. I didn't want to mess up. I didn't want to get in anybody's way. So I just want to do all the little things right to be a starter in the league, you know. But you know, I had to make my way up. I had to make my way up by playing special teams. So
yeah, are you grateful for that process of you having to like really kind of work your way up instead of immediately being drafted?
For sure. I mean, like I said, it was a blessing in disguise. I mean, I had a lot of down days in New England. Like I had a lot of, like it was days that I cried just because I didn't think that football was probably for me. I remember sitting in the bank about to cash a check because I didn't have a bank up there yet. Like just talking on the phone with my mom and I just started crying. And I was there with like some other teammates at the time. But, you know, things seemed so big for me to be on the team. I didn't think I really belonged on the team because I just thought it was just so tough for me to, you know, fit. But, you know, I found my niche and I feel like I belong in the league now. So it was definitely a process, but, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, the down days, the sad days that I've had, the hard days. So to become, you know, Kenny Moore II.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too.
And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Yeah, what a cool story. I wanted to ask you, you have quite the hefty contract now.
Yeah,
I mean, okay, 4 years, 36 mil.
Yeah, a lot happens in a year.
Yeah, are you kidding me? What? Explain to me what the heck that is like. I mean, that's insane.
I mean, you really can't make it, you know, more than what it already is. Like, it's, you know, it was a nice contract. But, you know, whenever I signed that in 2019, it's pretty much like I got to go out there and earn it. Like, I've gotten to this point, but I have to earn it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just I haven't gotten it at all. Like, right. That's what people don't understand about, you know, signing contracts and having the opportunity to now earn it. You know what I mean? Like, I've gotten to this point, but I haven't gotten any of it. So, and it's not even about that. They're just rewarding, you know, hard work and character, you know, all those good things. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to prove that to us that, you know, we made that investment in you to, you know, be this caliber player. So, you know, there's brighter days ahead. I feel like I, you know, had a pretty solid season to, you know, make a stamp on the league. So I'm looking forward to going and making my name even bigger this upcoming 2021 season.
Definitely. I know your defense is kind of like, you guys are really fun to watch, exciting, but you guys could have had like a chip on your shoulder, I should say, like you, Darius, weren't big time draft picks. You think that like is a reason you guys are so good? Like you just are like, F it, I want to prove these people wrong.
Yeah, that's a great question. But, you know, a lot of people, they say like, the circumstance that happened in the league, but like it's so much more deeper than, you know, just, right, you know, what people criticize us as now, because like even Darius Leonard, like myself, we've been criticized our whole life. So it's pretty much in our blood. It's in our veins now to just go out there and have a chip on our shoulder. So, and it keeps it fun. It keeps it fun. You're not going to get content and, you know, just follow everybody else, but you know, you pretty much have your own way of thinking and playing. So it's good having that green light with Darius and, you know, so many other guys on the defense to, you know, have your own identity. You know what I mean? So it's pretty cool to just be out there, you know, swagging out, going crazy, you know, yelling and stuff like that. So what people say about us now, it doesn't really matter because, you know, it's already happened 1,000 times before. So
I was just gonna say, I always love the when you go on road trips, the fits before the flight or the flight.
Me
fits.
Too. You got style, Kenny.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite fits you've rocked?
Oh, I would have to go.
Who's got the best and worst style on the team?
I feel like I got the best though.
All right.
I don't know the worst. I be in my own lane. I don't really be looking at everybody else. But you know, I like put my own things together, and you know, just going to the mall during the week. You know,
right?
Probably the day after the game, I'll probably get something ready. You know, if we did have another away game that upcoming week. So
I love this one.
I appreciate it.
I showed my friends. I was like, guys, this is who I'm interviewing this Sunday. And they're like, oh, damn, TK, he's so fly.
That's funny. I actually, the one from Pittsburgh, we went to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite. I didn't think
which
it was going to turn out
that
good. It was the one with the, it was a blue suit with the brown trench coat.
Oh, yeah. I love a trench.
Yeah, the trench coat. I didn't think that fit was going to turn out that nice, but...
Wait, do you style yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have a stylist?
Nah, so like whenever I go to sites, so it's this lady named B. She helps me around and stuff like that and say what they have going on as far as if they had a sale or something like that. But she's always there to help me out. So whenever I go, I text her prior and be like, hey, I'll be stopping in today. So
what's your go-to like store to shop at? And then what's your favorite designer?
I like Saks. And for away trips, I get Hugo Boss designer suits.
He said bougie.
Nah. Don't do me like that. Nah. I just like it nice.
Yeah. I feel like you... what I like about your style too is that it's a little bit like funky. Like I feel like you definitely make a statement. It's not like boring, which like I feel like as a girl, like we appreciate.
I appreciate that. I don't know. I pretty much just do my own thing, and whether you like it or not, is I feel good.
Yeah, what about designer? I know you have your Louis Vuitton little suitcase. So I'm like, is Louis Vuitton your favorite?
I don't think I got a favorite. I don't think I have a favorite. I mean, I like the McQueen sneakers or a Moncler jacket or, you know, a Saint Laurent shirt. I mean, it's so many things out there. I mean, I just like what I like. I don't really have favorites.
Well, if you're ever in LA, I'll have to take you shopping on Rodeo.
All right. Oh, you're trying to spend a lot of money.
No, no, I can be your stylist for the day.
Yeah, we gotta see how good you are then.
I wanted to ask you, speaking of money, what was like the first thing once you got your contract that you were like, this is my dream, like to buy this? Like once you got your contract, were you like so excited to buy one certain thing?
It was a little overwhelming, to be honest. It was a little overwhelming. I mean, you could pretty much do anything, but
rightfully so.
You know, since I was a kid, I always wanted to, you know, help my mom out. So I paid off her house.
No way. That's incredible.
For sure. No, that was just something I always wanted to do.
What was that like?
Retire. It was cool. It was great having a meeting with her and my financial advisor at the time. And it's good to just see her smile. And, you know, she cried a little bit. So, you know, just to tell her that she didn't have to work anymore. And, you know, I was going to pay off her house. It was a lot of stress off of her body and probably like her, I don't know, mental state too. So
absolutely.
It was good to do.
Especially after raising all of you guys, I can't even imagine.
I can't either, to be honest.
Does having a lot of siblings make you want to have a lot of kids? So you, because did you like growing up with a lot of siblings, or are you like, no, I don't want that many?
I did want a lot of kids, like 5 or 6. Nah, probably like 5. But but now I want like 3 or 4. Even though that's still a lot, but 3 or 4 is good with me.
Is there a lucky lady in your life right now or no?
Nah, I mean, I don't have a girlfriend.
You playing in the field?
Nah, I'm pretty much in my own lane, chilling.
Focusing on.
What's your type?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is at this point.
He's like, I ain't got no type.
Nah, I think if I did have a type, then I probably would have a lady. So I guess I'm still figuring it out.
You're open to whatever.
No, I'm not dating right now.
What is it like being such a high profile person and like having this crazy contract and like being a celeb in Indianapolis? Like, what is it like dating for you? Like, do you use apps? Like, do you like being set up, or like, do you just kind of like wait till someone comes? What is it like?
Nah, none of that. Pretty much just got to take it as it comes. And I don't know, you just got to worry about yourself. I mean, it's hard to trust people. So, you
know, I know.
At this point, so I don't know. I pretty much just do my own thing. I'm not really into apps and all the other stuff. So I don't really go out either.
Before COVID, I was just going to ask that. Would you guys like go out during the season?
Not I wouldn't.
With I wouldn't. Some of the guys?
Oh, yeah. No, everybody not like me. I'm not like everybody else either, but nah.
That's not you?
No, that's not me.
Where's your favorite place to eat in Indy?
Ruth Chris and Ocean Prime.
I love it.
A good steak.
Sure.
Can you cook?
I can cook a little bit.
I feel like you can. I feel like I'm getting that vibe.
Okay. I like it.
What's your go-to meal?
I really like salmon. So yeah, you get a little glaze on
that. Oh, like you're healthy.
I like yellow rice too.
Do you ever eat sushi?
I do.
You do? What do you eat?
Dragon rolls, or it's like the spicy mayo sauce on it.
Yeah, I love spicy mayo.
Yeah.
Speaking of Indy, like do you like it? Could you see yourself living there long term, or what do you like versus not like about it?
That's a trick question. Nah, I mean, Indy is a cool place. I think the first time I went to Indy, it reminded me of home, because, you know, it's not the most things to do there.
Right.
You know, it's a flat area. It's cool. I mean, it's pretty laid back. So, I mean, that was the closest thing to home. So for me, transitioning to Indy was pretty smooth. You know, I'm not a guy coming from, you know, LA or New York or somewhere like that. I'm from South Georgia, so it pretty much related a lot to me. But as far as long term, not so much unless I had like reasons to be there, I guess. But I'm more of a Southern person.
Do you like more of the low key lifestyle, or could you see yourself ever living in a big city?
I think I don't know if I would live in a big city. If so, I would be on like the outskirts, you know?
Yeah, like a suburb.
Yeah.
Phil, did you have a question?
Yeah, this is about the teammates. Which of your teammates would you not let date your sister?
Have you seen that TikTok trend?
Nah, but they ask those questions on like the Jumbotron at games.
No.
I forget what other teammates say.
Well, what would you say?
What would you say? Yeah.
Let's go with EJ Speed. EJ, funny though.
Poor EJ.
Kenny, how often do you get recognized?
It's weird. Like sometimes people like say like, "What's up, Kenny?" Or I met a coach, a high school football coach in Charlotte this past weekend, coming down here. So that was pretty cool talking to him in the airport of Charlotte. Some people don't say anything. They'll just like DM you afterwards and be like, "Hey, I just saw you," and blah blah blah. And you'd be like, "Okay."
Can you tell, like, I mean, I'm on a much smaller scale, but I feel like it's so obvious when, like, you can tell when people recognize you. Do you feel like that way, too?
Yeah, because they just stare at you the whole time.
Yeah.
they watch your every move, so.
Would you kind of rather them come say hi?
Yeah, I would rather them just say, you know, "Hey, what's up?" Whatever it is. I like the way you play, carry yourself, whatever it is. But, and it's just like, "Oh, okay, I appreciate it. Good to meet you." And then I go about my business instead of trying to just see my every step.
Are you down to get a photo with fans when they come up?
Yeah, that's no problem.
I've been noticing that you've been posting a little bit more on TikTok. Tell me about it. What's your thought process with this? Are you trying to be like, are you trying to go viral? Are you trying to learn the dances? Like, I would love to see you out here doing the TikTok dances. You know what I mean?
I mean, I've been such a like conservative person as far as like not showing myself, expressing myself, and like letting people in on who I am, because, you know, I tend to do that a lot. So I think TikTok is a great way for me to branch out and let people see who I am. So, and I can dance, so I don't mind doing a TikTok. you know, like just doing something stupid. So I'm all for it. Like,
I think it's fun. Renegading.
I don't know
what's your go-to pick six celebration?
Ducky.
Who are your favorite, or like, what are your type of favorite TikToks to watch?
Jake's funny. Do y'all know who he is? He's actually in LA right now.
No, who's that? No.
His name Jake's funny. He went to school in Indiana too. Small world. He went to Evansville or something.
No really? Way.
Yeah, he's on TikTok.
What kind of videos does he do?
It's comedy, like him aggravating his dad.
I know. Your teammate Michael Pittman, he has a YouTube channel. It's doing pretty well. Would you ever like consider doing something like that, or is that just him?
I thought about it, but I don't know how I feel about just talking to a camera all day.
Yeah, right.
I was watching your interview with Pat, which I really enjoyed, and
shout out Pat.
I need some shout outs on here. Come on, he's a big shout out guy. Is there anyone else you want to shout out? Yeah.
Shout out my friends.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Kenny's friends. Shout out his mom, his sisters. Okay. Anyway, I saw that you are interested in the like behind the scenes editing part of like filming and whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
True.
So do you edit at all? Like, do you edit videos?
No, I don't. I was studying, you know, mass media in college. So, I mean, other than that, I haven't really gotten back into that field at all. But, you know, who knows?
What software did they have you edit on?
Premiere Pro.
Oh, you're a Premiere guy.
Yeah, fancy
guy. Wow, you're technical. I love it.
He cooks, so he buttons. Edits. What so can he do?
I'm really a jack of all trades.
I wear a lot of hats. It's fine.
Yeah. That's funny.
And I saw that you want to learn how to golf.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we're here to teach you.
Do y'all know how to play?
Yes, we grew up playing golf.
Really?
Yeah, next time we're in Indianapolis, we'll take you to Topgolf.
All right. That's cool.
We'll make some TikToks.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, Kenny, where can people follow you? Thank you so much for getting on here. It's been an absolute delight.
No, thanks for having me. I have Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. My Twitter is KennyKennyMo3, KennyKennyMoE3. Instagram is MoreII, as well as TikTok, MoreII.
And you guys, please go follow his TikToks and follow him on Instagram because he has the sickest fits and he has the sickest dance moves. So definitely go follow him, slide into his DMs if you think he's cute. I think it'll be a great time.
Oh, man.
Kenny, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you. Good luck next season.
And I'll definitely shoot you a DM the next time I'm in Indy so we can play top golf.
Okay, for sure. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. We'll work on that swing. Anyway, thank you so much. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon and good luck next season.
Thank you. Y'all take
care. Awesome.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.